learned yesterday the Havamir that's found in the Sifri, that perhaps there's some independent existence of the Shemitas Ksofim, Shemitas Karka, but that's rejected by Rabbi Yosef Lili. And ultimately, Zed Vaha Shemitas Shamayit is Beshteh Shemitas Akosim Adaba. There are two Shemitas, and two Shemitas are forever linked together, Shemitas Karkois and Shemitas Ksofim. And therefore, Bizman, at the time that we have Shemitas Karka, we have Shemitas Ksofim. Shemitas Karka itself, of course, depends on Yovel, and Yovel depends on the Mitzvahs of Yoshveha. Avroiv Yoshveha Aleha, most Jews, the majority of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, because in Galus we do not have Yovel, therefore Shemitah, as Rabbi tells us, Shemitah is not the Dereisa. The Mela, Shemitah's Ksofim is Zeichel L'Shvius, is Midrabanan, and because of that it's possible to have a prosable as the Takana of Hillel, as we'll see, which Hashem will begin with in the Gemara today, hopefully. So on the second page of the pages that you got yesterday from the Sefer Kara Shemitah, the point of doing this, that was B'Teres HaKdom. The main point is now to understand the nature of our responsibility in Chutz Laretz to observe Shemitas Ksofim. Now that we've seen that the basis of this is the view of Rebbe, that Shemitas Ksofim, just like Shemitas Karka, is presently a derabban. So the fact that Shemitas Ksofim is linked to Shemitas Karka would tell us we would immediately assume that, well, if it's linked to Shemitas Karka, then it's a halacha in Eretz Yisrael. It's somehow one of the halachas at Tlias Baris, that it depends on Eretz Yisrael. Shemitas Karka is so much a part of the mitzvahs at Tlias Baris. So we would think that Shemitas Ksofim is also part of that world of Shemitah, which is Eretz Yisrael. So on the second page, four lines down, meaning right after the start, Al Av Shemitas Ksofim Smuda L'Shemitas Karka, despite the fact that, as we've just learned, Shemitas Ksofim is linked to Shemitas Karka and depends on Shemitas Karka, he tochel loirak ba'aretz. Despite this connection between, or this dependence of Shemitas Ksofim on Shemitas Karka, Shemitas Ksofim takes effect not only in Eretz Yisrael. Shabonis kayemis Shemitas Karka, midraisa midrabanan, ela af bechutzars. Shemitas Ksofim takes place even in the chutzlars. Habosis lahalacha zu, where does this come from? He drasha v'sifri. It's also from a drasha in the Sifri. Hamuvusesis al hapasik, kikara shmita l'Hashem. Kikara shmita l'Hashem, of course, is the pasuk that we began with, that is in Parshas Re'eh, the makor, the source in the Torah for the din of Shemitas Ksofim. It says there in the pasuk an unusual couple of words. When the Torah says la'igaisis re'ehu, that the malva is not allowed to put pressure to go after the loiva, so it says kikara shmita l'Hashem, because he proclaimed a shmita to Hashem. It's an unusual couple of words. It is a Shemitah. What does it mean? Kikara Shemitah L'Hashem. It's a Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. So Kikara Shemitah L'Hashem, what does that mean? So the Sifri Darshins, Kikara Shemitah L'Hashem, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. That's what the Sifri says. Kikara Shemitah L'Hashem, he has proclaimed a Shemitah to Hashem, that's Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. Whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. Beketa Acher, over there in the Sifri, Nimsa HaDiyun HaBo, we find the following discussion. Oh, eino ela taza shmita shamayit ela beretz Yisrael. Perhaps only in a place where there is shmita, meaning where there's shmita's karkois, only in such a place where there's shmita's karkois shamayit, is there a halacha of shamayit of shmita sixof, and perhaps it's only eretz Yisrael. Shat oisa shmita laaretz atem mishamit milva or malva. Perhaps only in that place where there is shmita, eretz Yisrael shamayit. The malva is responsible to let go of the debt. The chutzlar is she'enat ta'isa shmita laretz. However, in chutzlaretz, she'enat ta'isa shmita laretz, where there is no shmita for the land, enat ha'mishamit milva. Perhaps over there, there is no shmita ksafim, meaning that the malva does not let go of the debt. Talmud leimer ki kara shmita lashem. That's why the pasuk concludes with the words, "Kikara shmita l'Hashem bein va'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz." Kara shmita l'Hashem, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or whether it's in chutz la'aretz. L'hasbaras keta achron zeh. So the mechabe here suggests the meaning of that interesting. End of the pasuk, Yikara Shmita Lashem, how that is the makor of this din of Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, that Shmita's Ksofim is also in Chutz La'aretz. So he says, perhaps you could say, Kimilim Elu, these words, Yikara Shmita Lashem, he proclaims a Shmita Tashem, Einan Mefias Beparashias Ha'oiskais B'Shmita's Karka. It's interesting. There's no question that the main Shmita is Shmita's Karkos. And yet we don't find in any of the psukim by Shmita's Karkos, by Shmita's Karka of the land in Eretz Yisrael, we don't find those words, Kikara Shmita Lashem. Mm-hmm. He proclaimed, he called out, he proclaimed and declared a Shmita Lashem. We don't find it by Karka, by Shmita in Eretz Yisrael, Kikara Shmita, by Shmita's Karka. Al-af she-shon mekayman l'tzarech havara, ke-chein yesh l'kayim is mitzvahs ha-shmita. You would think that if it was to say he declared a shmita to Hashem, since Eretz Yisrael is the world headquarters of shmita, you would assume that would be the place to call out and to declare the shmita l'Hashem. Heima fiyas ka'omer rak v'mitzvahs shmita s'ksofim. But in fact, those words, kikara shmita l'Hashem, are found only in the parasha of Shemitah Sofim. Okay, chol hanira, ein zel etzarech hafar v'shechnua, ele kibitui l'kruz ayotze me'ez HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apparently, he says, the way the Sefri understands this, is that kikara Shemitah Lashem is not that we need to be convinced or persuaded to observe a Shemitah Lashem, but rather, it is a proclamation that is being made on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'machri is misoifa oylem v'ad soifai, al mitziyusa shel shnas ha-shmita. I think it's a very beautiful explanation. He's saying is the following. In Eretz Yisrael, the whole Eretz Yisrael Shemitah year is shining with Shemitah. Anybody that was there this year knows that. That everything in Eretz Yisrael is Shemitadik. And you can't walk, if you're a Yid, the Shomer Mitzvahs, you can't go anywhere, do anything without remembering that it's a Shemitah Lashem. When you're in Chutz La'aretz, besides the fact that you know that you've all, you know, we've all gotten envelopes for Keren Shviz, and we've tried to help out, and every single week in the Jewish press, Yateid, Hamadiah, and the Jewish Life and Times in the Five Towns, whatever it's called, that. Everybody is reminded that, rightfully so, that the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael are desperately, these Gibari Kayach are desperately in need of help. Besides that, what is the Shaykhis, when we go to the supermarket, when we were Zeichet to be this summer in Eretz Yisrael, so the first night we got there. So my wife and I, the children were unpacking, and we went to Ramat Eshkol to go to the supermarket to get some stuff for the fridge, and so we go into the it's a beautiful place, nice, everything clean, beautiful, and we went in there to get some fruits and vegetables. And they're like different sections of the same fruits and vegetables, but they're different chugim. They're different sections, depending, you know, with different signs that this is Rav this, and this is Rav that, and this is the Hashgacha that, and Hashgacha this, on the fruits and vegetables. And the Heta Mechira, not Heta Mechira, Heta Mechira Mahadrid, Heta Mechira Loma, you know, all different things. For, like all these peaches are looking at each other like, you know, you think you're a chosh of a peach? I look a chosh of a peach. So, you know, we met, of course, there are other from people there, and we had the conversation. So, you know, what's this and what's that, and what does the oilam eat? You know, that's exactly which is this. So you don't have cheshbon like that. You don't have a cheshbon like that when you're in Chutz Laretz. There's no cheshbon. You go into the store and there's fruits and vegetables. You have to be careful. There could be some edges on there. Sometimes you have tomatoes, things like that. But otherwise, you go to the grocery store. So an edges cell, a person doesn't move on Shemitah without Shemitah. Every single second is Shemitah. Every place you go is Shemitah. In other words, the land itself is calling out a Shemitah Lashem. But when you're in Chutz Laretz, it's not Shaychus. What's the Shaychus? The Shemitah. So that's what he's explaining. Davke, when it comes to Shemitah Ksafim, there, the Torah says, to proclaim, to call out, to declare a Shemitah Lashem. Ki kara Shemitah Lashem. In other words, ki bitu l'kruz ha-yotzim ha-gash baruch ha-machus mi-soifa ilam ha-tsoifa. That we have to call out from one end of the world to the other. Ki kara Shemitah Lashem. Scream out, proclaim and declare that it's the Shemitah Lashem, because otherwise we don't hear it, we don't know about it, we don't see it. On the presence of Shnas HaShmita, which you otherwise wouldn't feel. It has to be Kikura Shmita Lashem. While Hadrisha Lakaima, and the requirement to observe it. Omeacha Ushmita's Karka Tchuma Beretz Yisrael Bilvad. On the other hand, Shemitah's karka, the Shemitah of the land, is something which is only in the Tchum, takes place in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, Kisavai El Ha'aretz, as it says in Pasuk, when you come to the land. Hare HaKruz Kikara Shemitah Lashem, Misyaches L'Shemitah's Ksafim Bilvah. Therefore, the proclamation, the crying out, and declaration is only necessary in Chutz Laretz. The Dorish ki mitzvah zu tekuya mechal katzvei teva, to let us know that Shemitah's Ksafim extends beyond the borders of Kisava El Haaretz and reaches everywhere in the world. That's why Davka by Shemitah's Ksafim, he explains the Sifri. That's how the Sifri learns from the words ki kara Shemitah Lashem, that it's talking about Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. By Shemit, Davkin, the parsha of Shemitah's Ksafim doesn't need to say that by Shemitah's Karak. Shemitah's Karak is Eis HaSol. Ki kara Shemitah Lashem is chutz la'aretz. B'noisaf l'hizbasas v'sal ha'pasi ki kara Shemitah Lashem. In addition to basing this upon ki kara, the pasik ki kara Shemitah Lashem, yesh n'hizbasas v'sneisafas, there's an additional source for this. V'hapam al tfisas ha-mitzvah k'chayvas ha-guf v'loy k'mitzvah ha-tlui b'aretz. Now we know that one way to divide all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, there are those mitzvahs that are the chayvas ha-guf, such as tefillin and tzitzis and so on. That means that these are mitzvahs that are incumbent upon the Jewish person, the body. And then you have mitzvahs that tlui b'aretz. Mitzvahs that are dependent upon the land, not the person. And division of mitzvahs goes back to the Sugyan Kiddushin. Kach Omer Belozer ben Shimon. Kol mitzvah shenit stav Yisrael. Every mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael were commanded. Koidim knisos and laretz. Before we came into the land. Neheges bein baretz, bein b'chutz laretz. Is observed both in Eretz Yisrael, before we came to Eretz Yisrael, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. Rashi says there, Tahaynu Chayves Haguf. meaning those mitzvahs that we were commanded before Eretz Yisrael, are chayvus haguf. It's an obligation upon the guf, upon the Jewish person. La'acha knisas and la'aretz, those mitzvahs that we were told, either that we were given for when we would come, kisava el haaretz, for when we would come to Eretz Yisrael, eina nehegis ela ba'aretz. Those mitzvahs are only to be observed in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz min hashmatas ksofim v'shiluach avadim. With the exception of the din of shmitas ksofim and the freeing of the slaves that takes place bein baris, bein b'chutz laris, b'shmita, sh'af al pi, sh'nitztavu aleihem la'acha knisasim laris, even though these commandments are written in reference to our coming to the land, to our coming to Eretz Yisrael, nehegas bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz laretz. They are to be observed both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz laretz. Akach shavaylas ha-gemara. The Gemara asks over there in Kiddushin, hashmotas ksofim chayvas ha-gufu. The Gemara asks, shmitas ksofim? But shmitas ksofim chayvas ha-gufu. It's obvious. What does Shemitas Ksofim have to do with agriculture? Shemitas Ksofim is a responsibility for every malva, for every person who lent money to another person. So it's obvious. Shemitas Hashmotas Ksofim Chayves Agufu Ubar Eifai Shehichala Gam Uchutz Laretz. It's obvious that Shemitas Ksofim would be no different than any other halacha in Chayesh Mishpat, and it's also in chutz laretz. There's no the issue of gzeila or the dinim of lending money and borrowing money and so on. Those are dinim that are Eretz Yisrael. There's a halachas in chayesh mishpat that apply to a Jew everywhere. So Gemara asks, Shuvas Gemara hi, shahayit tzarech letzayin zayis b'mefurish. The Gemara answers that it nevertheless. It needed to be clarified. Sharei ledido shall drushes Rebbe smuda shmitas ksofim l'shmitas karka. Since we saw in the Gemara, and Gittin will see it inside in a few minutes, since the Gemara reveals this linkage between Shemitas Karka and Shemitas Ksofim, that Shemitas Ksofim depends on Shemitas Karka, v'yesh mokam lahaniach shehi mitzvah tliya ba'aretz k'shmitas Karka. The Gemara explains, I would think that perhaps it's a complete connection, and that Shemitas Ksofim perhaps is not a halach in chayesh mishpat, but perhaps, even though it's about money, but perhaps Shemitas Ksofim is a halacha in Isra V'Heter, in Yeridei, in Eretz Yisrael, in Mitzvah Sotulis Baritz, because we see that Shemitas Ksofim depends on Shemitas Karka. So perhaps, it's a Mitzvah Sotulis Baritz. Maybe, even though it's to do with Mamanus of money, but maybe it's a Mamanus Inyan that is Eretz Yisraelic. Leitochel b'chutz laretz, and that it wouldn't take effect in chutz laretz. Al Kain, therefore, Rav Elazar ben Shimon tzarech letzayin b'mefurish. That's why Rav Elazar ben Shimon wanted to make this point. Ki al af tzmidusan shel shtei hamitzvos, that despite this linkage of the two mitzvos, shmitas karka and shmitas ksofim, v'achdusan harayonis, v'kalendaris, and the bond that these two mitzvahs have, both in the idea, the concept of Shemitah and Kalendaris. You don't have an English word. He made it into Hebrew word. The calendar connection, meaning as far as the date is concerned, the year of Shemitah. Miskayem Shemitah Ksofim, despite that connection between Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksofim, Miskayemis Shemitas Ksofim Gam b'chutz laretz. That Shemitas Ksofim, I might have thought that perhaps it's a mitzvah tliya b'aretz, And that, but Rav Elazar Shimon says, no, it's a chayvus haguf. It's a din on the person, wherever a Jew is. Emo me'ata, ki mitzad echad, hitzmuda u'shluva b'mitzvah atli yabaretz. Shemitah's Ksofim has this interesting split personality. On the one hand, it is bound always to Shemitah's karka, and in that respect, it has that quality of a mitzvah atli yabaretz. But on the other hand, he chayves aguf, it's chayves aguf, a responsibility for each person wherever he lives. V'yesh l'kayma gamma chutzlarts, and it needs to be observed in chutzlarts, and it's a halach in chayshem mishpat, and that's where it's found. It's in the dinam of chayshem mishpat. Ata ba va'ayla hasha'ela. Now the question is, al oides kiyuma bizmanenu, our responsibility to be mekayim this mitzvah bizmanenu in our times. Kamer, as we learned, Shemitah's Ksofim bizmanenu eina ela midrabanan. That Shemitah's Ksofim in our times is a dirabanan. V'yesh mokam lishal. And there's room to ask, im b'mizgeres takanis chachamim l'kaim es Shemitah's Ksofim gam bizmanenu klula takanis takanan esefis l'kaim bizmanenu gam mechutzlar. So the question is, this takanas chachamim, zeichel shvi, is to remember Shemitah. This takanas chachamim, to be mekayim Shemitah's Ksofim in our times, does this include a takana, or was part of the takana, l'kayim b'zmeinenu gam b'chutz la'aretz? Is it only part of the zeichel shvi, that dirabbanan that we have for Shemitah's karka? Is that the drabbanan that requires Shemitah's Ksofim? Perhaps that would mean that only where they were misakin Shemitah's karka midrabbanan, which is in Eretz Yisrael, they were misakin Shemitah's Ksofim in Eretz Yisrael. Or perhaps, since the yisoid of Shemitah's Ksofim is not an Eretz Yisrael dike mitzvah, but it has that quality, but it's chayves haguf on every Jew, so perhaps it extends, the takana extends to chutz la'aretz. Hatshuva tehechiyuvis. The answer is certainly yes, it's in chutz la'aretz. The Yushalmi Shviz namar, chazer Rav Yosi lamar, ze dvar hashmita shamayit. This is the inyan of the shmita, shamayit, b'shoh shashmita nahegis dvar tayra, hashmatas ksafim nahegis, bein baretz, ben b'chutz la'aretz, dvar tayra. In other words, when Shemitah's Karak is Midereisa, then Shemitah's Ksofim is Dereisa, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, then Shemitah's Ksofim is Dereisa. When Shemitah's Karak is Dereisa in Eretz Yisrael. U'bishah she'hashmita nahegis midivreihem, and when Shemitah's Karak of the land is nahegis midivreihem, is a dirabbanan, is nahegis midirabbanan, is a takanas chazal, then Hashmatas Ksofim Nohegis, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz Midivreihem. Then, Shemitas Ksofim also is a Takonis Midirabonin, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Bein Ba'aretz, and Bein B'chutz La'aretz. U'be'ikveis kach, Nifzaka Halocha, Sheshmitas Ksofim Nohegis B'zman Hazeh, Gam B'chutz La'aretz. And based upon this, Yerushalmi, the Rambam Paskins, that Shemitas Ksofim is noheges bizmanenu midrabanan in chutz la'aretz also, not just in Eretz Yisrael. Kach kosav harambam. Now you're missing a few words from the end because I didn't photos that because it's just a few words, so you'll fill it in. The Rambam writes, ein shmitas ksofim noheges minatara b'shvias elo bizman shahayor al noheg. Shmitas ksofim is only observed midaraisa at the time that Yovel is being kept. Sheyesh sham Shemitah's Karka. Because remember, Shemitah's Karka depends on Yovel, being that it should be Midaraisa. Sherei Yishuv HaKarka Labailov, B'loi Kesef, Udovizek Kabolahi. This is a Kabbalah that we have. Omru Chachamim, Bizman Shatam Mashmit Karka, Atam Mishamit Ksofim. Whenever you have Shemitah's Karka, then the din is that there's Shemitah's Ksafim. B'chol makom, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. U'bizman she'ein, sham, Shemitah's Karka, when there is no Shemitah's Karka, ein atah mashmit Ksafim b'shviz, afilu ba'aretz. When there is no Shemitah's Karka midaraisa, then there's no Shemitah's Ksafim, even in Eretz Yisrael. Certainly in Chutz La'aretz. U'midivrei Seifrim, midrabbanan, the Rambam says, Shetehei Shemitah's Ksafim Nohegis, yeah, I'm just going to add, you don't have it, let me just add the words. However, midivrei Seifrim, the Rambam says, Shetehei Shemitah's Ksafim Nohegis, b'zman hazeh b'chol mokum, b'zman hazeh, in our times, b'chol mokum, everywhere. Midrabbanan, Shemitah's Ksafim is observed everywhere, fa'afa pi she'en ha'yovel nohig, even though we don't have yovel, kedei, shalot ishtakach, teres hashmatas Ksafim mi'Yisrael, the Rambam says. In order that the Torah of Shemitah's Ksafim should not be forgotten from the Jewish people. So it's observed, Bein Va'aretz and Bein Mechutz La'aretz. I'll say it again. U'midivrei Seifrim, Shetei Shemitah's Ksafim Noheges, Bizman Hazeh, in our times, B'chol Makom, everywhere. Va'af Al-Pi She'ein HaYovel Noheg, even though the Yovel is not presently observed, Kidei shelo tishtakach Torah hashmatas Ksafim miYisrael. In order that the Torah, the observance of hashmatas Ksafim, should not be forgotten from the Jewish people, by the Jewish people. Kidei shelo tishtakach Torah hashmatas Ksafim miYisrael. And Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Hillel Hiskin Prusbul. It wouldn't be right to try to understand Prusbul on a deeper level, what that is, without learning this little piece of the Gemara, because what we're going to learn afterwards is going to be a matter of understanding the Gemara properly, of learning the Gemara properly. So let's just learn the Gemara with Rashi. Tanan Hasam. See, Hill Hiskin Prozbul. Lamed Vavam Ad Aleph. Tanan Hasam, Prozbul. This takana that when one has a prosbul that is ainu mishamet that prevents shmitas ksafim from taking place, that is ainu mishamet that the person can, the malva can, if he has a prosbul, he can collect the money that's owed to him after Shemitah, even after Shemitah has passed. Se echad min hadvarim shehiskin Hillel HaZaken. This is one of the things that Hillel HaZaken was mesaken. Why did he make this takana? Sheroes ha'am shenimnu milahalvais ze'ezeh. He saw that people were failing to lend each other money. Nimnu, they were avoiding. Shiroasam Shin Nimnu Mlahalvis Zeze. They were avoiding lending money one to the other. Of Ovra Amasha Kosu Batira, and they were over on what's written in the Torah. Kishamalcha Pen Ye Dovrim Lavavcha Belial. The Torah says Beferish, be careful. And it says that in the parish of Shemitah Ksafim. You should be careful, you shouldn't have any evil thought that what? Karvish nasa shavish nasa shmita, you know, shmita's coming, I'm going to lend money to this guy, I'll never get it back. So people were afraid to lend money. If people don't lend money, then the entire economy falls apart. You can't have an economy if people are not lending money. Omad vihiskin prusbul. So Hillel rose up, and he was mesaking, Prusbul. The Zehu Gufa Shel Prusbul. And this is the body of the Prusbul. In other words, this is the actual Prusbul, what it consists of. Mesrani Lachem, and it's maintained this nusach since then. Even though, if you look in the poskim, for instance, if you look in the Nitei Gavir, there's a Sefer of Shemitah Ksafim. So he brings down there at least 7 or 8 different nuschos of Shemitah Ksafim that have been used over the years. There are certain additions that were made, added to this basic text of the Prusbul, because to clarify it for the Hamainam, for people and so on, so that even Rabbeinu Tam has some things added, all the way to our times, where the Chazanish, and Yevon ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Yoshev, and others have made certain additions and adjustments just to clarify. But the basic text of Prusbul is exactly what we're going to read now. V'zehu gufa shel Prusbul. Meisvani lechem, tloini dayanim, I give over to you, tloini dayanim. At this point you fill in the names of the three judges, of the three dayanim. Meisvani lechem tloini dayanim, shebemokem tloini, in the city of, you fill in the city where it is. Shekol chayv sheyesh li etzel tloini, that any chayv, any debt that is found by Pliny, now we'll see why we don't fill in, not that you can't, but we use this as a way to collect from any of the Bali Chayvis, so you don't fill in the name of Pliny ben Pliny Davke, but kol chayv sheyesh li etzel Pliny, she'egvenu kol zman she'erze, that I should be able to collect this chayv, I should be able to go and get this money whenever I want. V'hadayonim chaysmim lamata, and the dayonim, the judges, sign this at the bottom, oy ha'edim, or the edim. You're going to get very soon, I mentioned Shem, I don't know, went out today or tomorrow, whatever it's going to be. You got my message?
I'm late, but I have to give it all
up today. Okay, but you're going to be getting it today, whatever, today, tomorrow.
And I didn't quite understand it, so.
Huh?
I didn't quite understand it, so I have to talk
today. No? Oh, you don't send a message? Okay, so we'll go over it. So there's one text of the Prusbul if you're going to be coming to the Bezdin in person, Masan al-Khem Bayanim so-and-so, and you bring that, and it takes 10 seconds, you fill it out, and the Dayanim then sign. It has, of course, you have to write the Hebrew date on it, and the Dayanim, and the place, and the Dayanim sign that. That's when you're going to come with the Prusbul in person. If, however, you're going to do it over the mail, so then you should have 2 kosher Eidim, means not your wife and son, but 2 kosher Eidim, 2 males who are Shomer Mitzvah, so are not related to each other or to you, above the age of Bar Mitzvah, and the 2 Eidim should sign, or it's okay even if they don't sign. Some of the Nuschos have the Eidim sign, others just say that you should say it in front of 2 Eidim, that you're sending this to the Bezdin, and there's a nusach. This is be sent in Hebrew and in English. You'll get it, and then you could do that. By mail or by fax, and then the Bezdin. This will be sent and will be kept by the Bezdin, and the Bezdin makes a record of this. And that either way is completely and totally fine. It's totally acceptable. So that's what the Gemara says. So gufa shel prusbul meshan lechem pleni dayanim shem mokam pleni shekol chayim sheyesh liyetz pleni shegvena kol zman sheetz v'dayanim chayis me lamata oy ha'ed. The dayanim could sign lamata, or the eidim that recognize this person's signature and recognize who the person is, they could sign, or they could attest to the fact that this person wrote the prusbul. So now we'll go back and we'll do the Rashi's afterwards. So now the Gemara asks, Umiikamid Dimidarais and Mishamta Shviz Vihiskan Hillel Deloy Mishamta? The Gemara asks, could there be such a thing? Dimidarais and Mishamta Shviz, the Torah says that Shemitah cancels all debts. And what does it mean? Hillel saw that people are not lending money. The Torah says Shemitah cancels the debts. So could there be such a thing that the Torah itself cancels the debts? And Hillel gets up, and what? And Hillel's misakin that it's not mishamit. Could there be such a thing? Could there be such a thing? Amar Abai, again, we saw this brought down, but this is the Gemara itself. Amar Abai, so Abai says, Bishvis Bizman Hazeh, that Hillel's Takana takes effect, Bishvis Bizman Hazeh, the Rebbehi, and it's based upon the ruling of Rebbe. The Tanya says in the Braise, Rabbi Omer, Mizeh Dvar HaShemitah Shamayit. This is the Dvar HaShemitah Shamayit. So what does it mean, Zeh Dvar HaShemitah Shamayit? Rabbi says, B'shtei Shemitahs HaKosah Medaber. The Torah is talking about two Shemitahs. Achas Shemitahs Karka. V'achas Shemitahs Ksofim. One is Shemitahs Karka. And the other is Shemitas Ksof. Bizman sh'at mishamet karka, at mishamet ksof. When you make a Shemitas karka, then there's a din of what? Shemitas ksof. Bizman sh'iyat mishamet karka, when you are not mishamet karka, when there's no Shemitas karka, iyat mishamet ksof. Then there is no Shemitas ksof. As we learn. So Rebbe saying, that the two are linked together. Bizman hazeh shviyas is midrabanan, because bizman that there's a shmitas karka, then there's a shmitas ksofim. Bizman that there is no shmitas karka midraisa, then there's no shmitas ksofim midraisa. So mimela shmitas ksofim is rabanan. The takimi rabanan. So now once we're talking about a takonas chazal to observe Shemitah's Karka despite the fact that we deraisa it's not observed, once we have that Takonas Chazal, then the Takona of Hillel comes into effect. Then the Takina Rabbanan, the Tishame, Zeichel Shviz, the Takona Kaidim was made that there should be a Shemitas Karka Zechel Shviz, even though Bizmanenu there is no Shemita Mideraisa. So Ra Hillel Shenimnu Ha'om Milahalve Zeze. So now we're living at a time where Shemitas Karka Zechel Shviz is Drabonim. And that Takana was made. Ra Hillel, the order of the Gemara is very important, we'll see, it's Hashem soon. Ra Hillel Shenimnu Ha'om Milahalve Zeze. At this point, Hillel took note that the people were afraid to lend money to each other. So Omad the Hiskin Prusbul. So he got up and he was Mesakein Prusbul so that people would be able to lend money and to collect the money. So we have the Takana of Shviz Bizman Hazeh, the Takana of Shemitas Karka Bizman Hazeh, and therefore there was, together with that, the Pasha says there was a Takana of Shemitas Ksofim Bizman Hazeh, because the two are linked. Bizman Shata Mishamet Karka at Mishamet Ksofim. So the two are linked. So there was a Takana of Shemitas Karka, and there was a Takana of Shemitas Ksofim. At that point, and this was in effect, then, Omad Hillel, Hillel saw, so we have Shemitas Ksof Midrabanan, but Hillel saw that there was a problem, that in this life of Shemitas Ksof Midrabanan, the economy wasn't working out, because Yidden were not lending money to each other. So in the context of Shemitas Ksof, of that Takana, of Shmita Midrabbanan, Karka and Ksafim, Omad Hillel got up to Hiskin Prusbo. So now the Gemara turns it around. Umi ikamide dimidereis loy misham teshvius. So now, could there be such a thing that midereis loy misham teshvius? That midereis shvius is not mishamet, right? Because now shmita shvius is not mishamet. It's only midrabbanan. So could there be umi ikamide dimereis loy misham teshvius? The takina rabbanan to teshamet. So how did that happen? In other words, mi deraisa, shmita is not mishametis. That means that the loiva has to pay back the malva, right? The loiva has to pay back the malva, because shmita is not mishametis. So could there be such a thing that what umi kemida the mi deraisa loy misham to shvius? The mi deraisa shvius is not mishametis, meaning that the loiva owes money. Shimon has to pay back Reuven. V'takina rabbanan, and the rabbanan came along and said, that teshamet, that what? That the loiva can hold on to the money? That the loiva could keep money? The Torah says that the loiva owes this money to the malva, because there's no shmita, right? The Torah says that the loiva has to pay back the malva. And along come Chazal and say, no, Shimon, loiva, keep the money. It's $1 million, keep it. How could that be? How could it be that he should keep the money? Look what Rashi says on the third line there. The Amr Abarnet to Shamet, the Nimsa Haloiva Gazlan Al PM. The Nimsa Haloiva Gazlan Al PM. Comes out that the Loiva is a Gazlan Al PM, that the Loiva is holding on to money that doesn't belong to him. The Torah is saying that this person, the Loiva, there's no Shmita, Midaraisa, the Loiva has to give the money back to the Malva. And what the Chazal say? Zeich l'shvius, keep the $1 million. So the Malva is saying, Zeich l'shvius. I don't mind eating the afikomen by the Seder. I don't mind that. Zeich l'mikdash kehilal, that's fine to eat the afikomen. It's hard in other kazayas or two, I'll manage. But zeich l'shvius, I can't go to this guy to get the money from this guy. So that's what they're actually saying. Rashi is saying the v'nimtza haloi v'gazlan al piyam means it's Chazal are making a gazlan, a thief out of the loiva. The loiva is holding on to money that the Torah says you have to give back because there's no shmita. So how could that be? That's what the Gemara is asking. Mi kemidim d'maraisa lo misham teshvis. Mi kemidim d'maraisa lo misham teshvis v'takinu rabban to teshame. How could that be? Where did Chazal take such a thing? How could they do such a thing? Omer Abai, Sheva Al Taseh. Sheva Al Taseh. What does that mean? Sheva Al Taseh. They're not telling you to do something. They're telling you that you don't have to do something. Sheva Al Taseh, you can't do something. Rashi says, look, Sheva Al Taseh. Haloiva Hazeh, Shov Ubotel, Ve'eno Oisa HaMitzvah, Lefroya es chayvai. Normally, there's a mitzvah that the loiva has to pay back what he owes. So the chacham came along and they have the power to say such a thing. Sheva al taseh. Don't do your mitzvah of paying back the loan. Ve'en oisa mitzvah lefroya es chayvai. V'le okele biyadayim. In other words, they're not telling anybody to do something b'kum va'asei against the Torah. They're telling the loiva to sit still and not to be pareyes chayv. Not to do the mitzvah, the priest bal chayv is a mitzvah. Not to do the mitzvah of priest chayvai, but to be b'sheva al taseh. V'loi oke le b'yadayim. Therefore, they're not oke anything b'yadayim b'kum v'aseh. V'chi haigavna muta lerke dov v'natoyke gain shayif v'lula v'daymeyen b'yivomis b'yishe rabba. We're familiar with such a thing where the chacham said, don't blow the shayfer on Shabbos. B'shev al tas. Don't bench lulav, don't take the lulav on Shabbos. B'shev al tas. Over here, the loiv is being told, don't be mekayim the mitzvah of priyas balchay. Don't pay what you owe. Don't pay what you owe. It's an interesting thing. This goes back to what we spoke about when we were in Chayesh Mishmah. B'chalal the holy name priyas chayiv. Is it purely, is it, it sounds like it's Yeridaya. It's Yeridaya. Don't do your mitzvah pias bal chayv. What about the tfiyas mamon in chayshem mishpat that the Malva has, right? It's an interesting Rashi. So don't do the gemara. Don't do the mitzvah. So the loy akira b'yadayim. In other words, so when Chazal said don't blow shofar on Shabbos, don't bench lulav on Shabbos, then at oike v'kumva say the mitzvah of tkiya shofar and tilas lulav. They're saying b'sheva tase, don't do it. B'sheva tase, don't do it. Back to the Gemara. So Amar by Sheva Tasihu. Rav Amar. Now, there are problems with this view of Abai, because one of the problems, what I just said, it's a Priyas Balchav Mitzvah, what about the Chesh Mishpat of the Tvias Moment of the Malva? So Rav says, Hefke Bezdin Hefke. That no, the way that this works is through the dynamics of this din that we've spoken about also in Chesh Mishpat, especially in the gather of Dina de Malchus Adina, that we learned a lot about this, and that you might remember there's a Devar of Ron, this goes back 5-6 years. But Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That the Kirch of Bezdin to take the moment from one person and to give it to another person, which I said those words carefully, because it's not so pushy. That Hefker Bezdin Hefker, we understand that Hefker Bezdin means that Bezdin can take the money away from somebody. But can Bezdin be makna the money to somebody else? That is a very complicated question. I'm going to daven, there's a base oval Schwab, so I'm going to, we'll continue. I mean, daven the regular time, just you could say the, you know, couple of kapitel chtelim for a minute or two. And we'll continue with the Gemara Bez Hashem and Rashi. We'll finish the Gemara with the Rashi as Hashem tomorrow.